paragraph Yudalid. V'alkein gam bi'aron ha'kohen k'siv ki sifsei choyhen yishmeru das v'toyro yevakshe mipiyu ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. It says about the Kohen that he is a heavenly angel. Ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. Ki aharoin hu bebechinas hamogine eretz shemavarin mebechinas hechtim lebechinas tefillin. Because Aaron HaKohen is another example of one of the tzaddikim, the Kohanim, who Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in Likutei Moharan as the Mogine Eretz, the protectors, who are the ones who sort out the Emunah from the level of Hechtim to the level of Choysam Nigdusha, Tfilin. Shezeu Bechinas, Malach Hashem Tzvokois. That's also tied into the heavenly angel, Kimavur Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, that the first letters of the Pasuk, Ki Leiloikim Mogine Eretz, that Hashem has these protectors of the world, the first letters of Ki Lelekim Mogine Eretz spell the word Malach. So that these protectors, the Kohanim Aron HaKohen, are referred to as these Mogine Eretz. They're the ones who are zircha to this dream Chaloyim Ayidei Malach. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moharan, you'll understand this much better. Paragraph Tesvov. Vizehu nedive amim ne'esofu am Elokei Avraham. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says that the good-hearted ones from among the nations gathered to join the Jewish people. This is referring to the converts. Am Elokei Avraham, the nation of the Hashem of Avram Avinu. Hainu Geirim, this refers to converts. Kama Shapirosh Rashi Shom, as Rashi says over there. And what's the next words in the pasuk there? Ki leloikim mogine eretz. This pasuk we just mentioned before, that to Hashem belong these protectors of the world. Ki hamogine eretz mevarim umesaknim es hagerim. Because these protectors, their job is to protect the Jewish people from the negative side effects of when converts convert. The gaiva we mentioned that they bring into Klal Yisrael. Ki heim malin mebechinas hechtim, because these mogine eretz elevate the emuna from an impure place to a pure place. Shegormin hagerim, they correct, these mogine eretz correct the hechtim besoroi, which the gerim cause. We said gerim introduced gaiva to Klal Yisrael, which results in taivas niyuf. Umalin lebechinas choysim hatfilin. And these Mogini Eretz elevate it to the level of the seal of the tefillin. Bechinas me'oid na'alo. As the pasuk concludes over there, that the me'oid is elevated. Me'oid hu sitra demoisa. The word me'oid is used about the satan, about the angel of death. When Hashem first created the world, it says he saw everything he had done and it was good. Then on the next day it says, Hashem saw everything he had done and it was very good. Toiv Moed. So the Gemara says, the first day is when the Yetzer Toiv was created. The next day is when the Yetzer Hara was created. Yetzer Hara is called very, extreme, that concept of extreme. So Moed Na'alo means, Shehu Bechinas Hechtim Besoroi. The Hechtim Besoroi, Na'alo, is elevated, Lamalo, Lamalo, up, up. How? Al Yidei Hamogine Eretz. Through those protectors of the world, the Kohanim, the Tzadikim, Shemalin, Mebechinas Hechtim, Lebechinas Tefillin, Lebechinas Pituchei Choysim Kol Hashem. They're the ones who are able to elevate the Emuna from its fallen state to bring it up, up to the level of Tefillin, the Choysim of Kedusha. Paragraph Tezayin. Going back to what we started the shir with, V'alkein ha-koyhanim asurim likonis l'beis ha-mikdosh, v'lo geshes el ha-mizbeach, ad she-yekatshu yedeim v'ragleim b'mayim kedoshim, she-niskatshu bakir. And it's for this reason that the Kohanim were not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdosh and to approach the Mizbeach, to start doing their Avodah, until they first purified their hands and feet with the holy water from the kiyor. Ki ikram shochas hakedusha al yidei amayim, shemishom gdelo emuna. Because the main way that a person draws holiness upon themselves is through water. the water that nourishes the emuna, that develops the emuna. Ki ikar avoidosam hoyo tikkun hu emuna kanal. Because the main avoid of the koyhanim in the Beis Hamikdash was tikkun hu emuna, as we explained earlier. Who came to the Beis Hamikdash? People who had committed sins. What is a sin? A sin is a display of a lack of emuna, deficiency of emuna in Hashem. And the koyhanim, through the karbonos and everything they did, they were repairing this broken, this shattered emuna. V'zeo b'chinas netilas yodayim b'mayim koydem u'achila. And now you can understand also why we wash our hands before eating. Ki tzrichin shetiyeh u'achila b'b'chinas tzadik oichel esoiv anafshoi. Because a Jew has to see to it that his eating should be like the eating of the true tzadikim, to nourish the soul. When a person eats like that, they get they cause the soul to sparkle, to shine. And the person is zeicha to draw up those waters which nourish and nurture the emuna. And this is why we first wash our hands. In order to dig and draw those waters from deep down below, which are the waters that nourish the emuna, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in the Kutumran, shehi bechinas yodaim, and the emuna is associated with the hands. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, vayhi yodov emuna, his hands were outstretched in faith to Hashem. And if a person does that, if he washes his hands properly and he does what he's supposed to do, then he's zeicha through his eating to draw these holy waters, the waters that nourish the emuna. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, v'ish tevunois yidlena. A person who has tevuna, has true understanding, yidlena, he draws those waters. He draws those waters that help to complete the emuna, to complete the emuna, to perfect the emuna. Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'ze b'chinas b'dikas hasoito al yedei amayim kedoshim. This will also explain an interesting law in the Torah that a woman whose husband suspects her of improper behavior has to go through the procedure of soita in the Beis Hamikdash, where she's given special waters to drink, and those waters determine whether she was in fact pure, whether she did not commit any sin, chas v'shalom, in which case she gets all kinds of blessings, or if chas v'shalom she did commit a sin, those waters will show that and cause her stomach to burst. It's all kinds of things. Ki hasoito shehi isho menoethes, sheze b'chinas avoidezora, pigama emuna. The soito is a woman who has allowed herself to slide into this category of an adulterous woman, which is synonymous with avoidezora, lack of emuna. Kamo shenemar b'avoidezora, as the pasuk says about avoidezora, Ho'isho ha-meno'efes tachas isha. Like a woman who commits adultery while she's married, tikach zorim, will take these other religions, will take these idols. So we see the Torah connects idols and the adulterous woman. V'hi b'chinas pegamabris, b'chinas choysim nesidrachra. She is associated with pegamabris, choysim nesidrachra. V'alkein bedikoso al yedei hamayim. And therefore, the way that we check her is through the waters. Shetzrichen lachtor legaloi samayim kedoshim. We have to dig and reveal the holy waters. Shehim b'chinas hamayim shemishom gdeilo emuna, which is the water which nourishes the emuna. Umashlichen l'shom ofor mikarka mishkan. And we take some dirt from the floor of the mishkan and mix it in with that water. Ki ofor mono dechulu, because dirt is the most basic item of everything. Everything stands upon the dirt, upon the earth. And dirt, earth is mixed in with everything. Bechinas emuna, So that Ofor represents Emuna, which is the lowest thing on the totem pole, just like dirt on the totem pole. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, Vaydezeh Nivdekes. And through this, these special waters, the woman is tested. Im hi tohoiro, if she's pure, shezeh b'chinas emuna b'shleimus, which means the emuna is whole, oz v'nixav v'nizra zora, then she'll be blessed with children. If she didn't have children, she'll have children. If she only had few children, she'll have many children. If she had unhealthy children, she'll have healthy children. Zeh b'chinas hoilodo d'gdusha. Because the blessing will be to give birth. That's the concept of Choylodah D'Kedusha. Shu b'chinas shemalin u'mevarin, b'chinas hechtem sori, b'chinas pigam abris, b'chinas choysim d'kedusha, b'chinas tefillin, b'chinas yitzis mitzrayim. Choylodah D'Kedusha is all about the concept of going out of the category of impurity into the category of purity. Choysim of kedusha, tefillin, yitzis mitzrayim, which is a concept of Choylodah D'Kedusha. That's when the Jewish nation was born, when they left Egypt. B'chinas kadesh li kol b'chor petekol rechem. Vimlav, and if she was not pure, if the woman was not pure, upogma be'emuna, and therefore she sinned against the emuna, azai v'tzav sobitna v'nafle yirecha, her stomach bursts and her thighs fall, zebechinas makois muflois, these are examples of incredible pech, incredible strikes, plagues, haboim al pegam emuna, which come to a person who showed a lack of emuna. Kama shekosu b'maimar nal, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran. V'alkein ikar habiru v'atikin hazeh hu al yedei amayim kedoshim shemishom gdelu emuna kanal. And that's why the main tikkun and birur for this woman who is suspected of adultery, which is associated with pegam emuna, just like the tikkun of emuna is those waters, those special waters, the tikkun of this woman is those special waters with the dirt from the Mishkan. Paragraph Yudches. Umachma she'aron hakohen osak tomed levare mebchinas hechtem mebchinas choisim mebchinas moishe mebchinas tefillin, because of the fact that Aaron HaKohen was always involved in this work, in sorting out the emuna and elevating it from the impure state to the pure state, to the bechina of choisim, moishe, tefillin. Shezochol ozeh al yidei shemosar gdulosei lemoishe ganal, and Aaron HaKohen was zeichet to his job. He got his job because of his incredible humility and bitul before Moshe Rabbeinu. Because of that, he thought that he would succeed in bringing down, in destroying the plans of the Erev Rav. They wanted to draw the Jews into idol worship, into false beliefs. So Aaron HaKohen thought, he was confident that he had the ability to be able to defeat them. V'yalkein lokach miyodom, and that's why he took all the gold and everything from their hands. V'yotzar oisoi bacheret, and he put it into a special machine. Ki hoyasoiver sheyucha lachnia malavara me'emunas kuzvius. He thought that he would be able to succeed in defeating the tumah and sorting out the emuna from the false beliefs. Shein b'chinas hechtem b'soroi. Because the Gemara says that the whole reason why the Erev Rav was encouraging the Jews to worship the Egel was because they knew that that would be a stepping stone for the next thing, which was adultery, pigam abris. And Aaron HaKohen thought that he would have the ability to destroy this, like he was all the time. The Kohanim were the epitome of Tikkun HaBris, purity. Aval tov bozeh. However, Aaron HaKohen was mistaken. He made a mistake. Ki o erev rav hoyu b'chinas tipas esa v'yishmoel she'yev shelavarum. Because the erev rav were like the droplet of esa and yishmoel, which you can't correct at that time. Asher al Yodom Yoitse Mishpat Mukol. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutim Ram that when the tipa of Esav and Yishmael is strong, it causes the justice to become perverted, to become crooked. Mishpat Meukol. The word Meukol is also the letters Amolek. V'alkein, and therefore, Kishe Yorad, and Bechinas, Alkein Yetze Mishpat Meukol, as the Pasuk says, therefore the Mishpat will come out crooked. Alkein Vayetze Ho Egel Hazer. And that's why this golden calf came out. V'alkein, Kishe Yorad Moshe, Bodkon al yedei hamayim kesoitois kemoshe kosov, and this is why the Gemara tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from heaven and he saw what was going on, he wanted to sort out who's guilty, who's innocent, who are the people who worshipped the Egel Azov, who are the ones who didn't. How did he do it? With water, like you test a soiter. Kemoshe kosov, as the pasuk says, that they crushed up the Egel Azov, they made it into a powder, they put it in the water. Vayozer al pnei amayim, he put it on the surface of the water and gave it to them to drink. Ki Moshe chozar v'himshich es ho'emunah k'doshu al yedei hamayim sh'ho'emunah g'deil mishum kanal. Because what was Moshe Rabbeinu's mission at that point? To restore the fallen emunah. The Jews had fallen in emunah, they fell into idol worship. Now Moshe Rabbeinu wants to restore it. How do you restore it? You need the waters, those deep waters. Because the Torah tells us over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was screaming to Hashem from the depths of his hearts. Just like Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, that when the Emunah falls, you need Tzakas Halev. Remember, we had it a long time ago in this halacha. And it's through that tzakas halev that you bring forth these deep waters that are able to correct the emunah. And with these waters, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to test the Jews like you test the soiter. And through this, Moshe Rabbeinu sorted out and separated the true believers from the false believers. And this is why we find right after this whole episode with the Egel, that's when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to sanctify the Kohanim, Aaron HaKohen. Ki oz daiko kishenizgale risha soerav rav. Because then, when it became obvious to everybody the evil of the Erev Rav, Kemoshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Ki feroi Aaron leshimtza bekomehem, that Aaron HaKohen had uncovered, in other words, uncovered and revealed their tumah. Va'oz nidchu v'nisrachku min akdusha, and then the Erev Rav, the bad people, were pushed out. Va'oz nidcha lechutz b'chinas tipos Esav Yishmael, which means the droplet of Esav Yishmael was pushed out, was rejected. Shehem ho Erev Rav, which was this Erev Rav. That's when Aaron HaKohen was able to become holy with the kohuna. And he was able to start doing the service of the korbanos. Through which, when a kohen brings korbanos, he's elevating the emuna from the fallen state, from pigam habris, to the level of choisim dikdusha. Ayin heitev, heitev, by Torah Nal. Rav Nosson Zal says, study the chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Hei Likutei Tanina, very, very well. Bifrat besoif, especially towards the end of the chapter, it's a long chapter, maybe 10, 15 pages. Be'inyin tikkun hamishpat, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the tikkun hamishpat towards the end. Shehu al yedei shedoichin b'chinas tipas Esav Yishmael, that in order to accomplish tikkun hamishpat, you have to first reject the droplet of Esav and Yishmael completely, to push that out, to get that out of the way. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Look over there in Likut Imran. Study all of this well. Va'oz ye'orvo lecho dvoreinu. Bezras and Shbarach. And then our words will be very sweet for you.